All right, Wyatt, breaking news. Thank you, Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. We've been talking all afternoon about Craig Counsell going to the Chicago Cubs. The owner of the Milwaukee Brewers is Mark Attanasio, and Mark joins us on the WTMJ hotline. Mark, thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure, appreciate getting to talk to your audience.
Mark, I want to begin with just asking you, when did you find out that Craig Counsell was going to the Cubs, and how did you find out?
I found out this morning when he called me.
Did you have the chance, after the reports that you guys made an offer to Craig, to come back and make an offer after the Cubs had reached out to him, or was he calling to say, look, I'm leaving, I'm out of here?
He called to say he was going to the Cubs. As I said, I just did a video call as some of your folks were on. I said, are you messing with me? He was not messing with me. And that was that.
So, Mark, just to be clear, there was no, this is what the Cubs have offered. Would you be able to match it? I want to stay here. I enjoy Milwaukee, but the money is significantly different.
There was not an opportunity for a last look, but I don't, the negotiation, I don't want to, there's been so much information in the public domain. Much of it is misinformation. I don't know that it's productive to, have everybody revisit how the negotiation went. Other than we didn't have a last look on this. But
Mark, you've gotten to know Craig, and the way you run your team and your organization, you get to know those guys. Are you disappointed in the decision? How do you feel about the decision?
I was saying to the group that I haven't, I've only had a few hours to reflect. This certainly was unexpected. But, what it's done is it's allowed me to reflect on what we have in Milwaukee as a city and play baseball in. And, what I said to the group is we've lost Craig, but Craig has lost us and our community also. So you could call it a lose-lose, right? I think it's very, very special to be part of this community. And baseball teams had significant success. And we're committed to that going forward. And had wonderful, and I know you all have helped with communicating things to stadium finance, get the team in the city for a generation and then some, next generation, maybe generations after that. There's not a lot of, 30 major league teams, not a lot can point to all the things we can point to as to a great place to be. And a huge amount of stability in the organization. All the coaches are coming back. Rick Schlesinger on the business side has been here for, before I got here in 2002. David Stearns, who, by the way, did all the right things in the transition year. We have such a significant baseball ops group, and nobody left, and everybody's working hard, and David moved on, and we won 92 games with best in baseball. So it's not easy to duplicate.
So, Mark, did you say that the coaching staff will be retained, that they are still under contract, that other coaches, members of the coaching staff, won't be going to Chicago with Craig?
Every coach either was already under contract or had before all this, predating whether Craig was going to come back or not, signed extensions with us. So everyone's coming back. Here or there, occasionally someone has an opportunity if they can get a major league pension somewhere else. As was the case with Craig, we had a lot of soul searching where, very few teams, I believe, would let a manager, have several weeks to shop an offer. And on the other hand, Craig was with us 17 years, has poured his heart and soul into this place, and I felt like I wanted to do the right thing. And I feel like I did, and he was able to do what he wanted to do for his family and himself. And so we don't, we tend to not stand in people's way, guys. We try to make things so great they don't want to leave.
Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is with us on WTMJ. I know we've discussed this all afternoon, Mark, and the pain with our fans seems to be deeper because it's the Cubs. Is the sting any deeper for you? Is the shock any greater because he's going down the interstate to a rival in the Cubs?
Well, it's a direct rival, but, I view our goal is to win a World Series. So I look at all 29 teams as rivals. And I pointed out in our call that, we went down to Texas and swept the Rangers this year, and then they won the World Series. Had Craig gone to the Mets, which was one of the many things in social media that proved not to be accurate, opening day is in New York for us next year against the Mets. So one way or another, we're going to run into them. I put the last 6 weeks into trying to see that he would stay with us in Milwaukee. And he chose not to.
Mark, is there anything you would have done different in the process of trying to retain Craig? Not necessarily or specifically in the last few months or weeks, but in the last year plus?
No, I've just followed his lead on this all the way through. And, the idea that he might want to manage somewhere else first surfaced in September, early September. Before that, there was, he's got two kids who are pretty good ball players themselves, and thought he may want to, step away so he could, watch them play. So the first I knew he might want to manage somewhere else was when we got together in early September. And obviously at any point we would have extended him. And we made an offer to extend him at the, it has been, the reports are accurate as to would have been the highest paid manager in baseball under our offer. As I said, he chose to go, and that certainly was his, within his right.
Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio joining us on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. So the process of courting a new manager, I'm sure Matt Arnold has started to piece together a list. You have to be prepared for anything. Has the calculus changed in any way with how that list is being formed and ultimately acted on?
Yeah, we put a list together. We hadn't interviewed anybody. We had a couple of internal interviews. We haven't interviewed anybody outside because our sole focus was on retaining Craig. And, I've been reaching out to team leaders this morning to get their perspectives on the type of manager they would like, what's good, what could be better, and that will all get factored in. We have a really good clubhouse, and I think, frankly, day-to-day, having all the coaches back, which, we had to do that by October 31st, means day-to-day, everything, there should be nothing different. So we need someone who's going to, bring what the clubhouse feels it needs to that spot. And as I said, I've been talking to some of the guys, and I'll talk to a couple others, and then we'll look at our list and make sure that everybody on the list fits what we're otherwise hearing from the players.
Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is with us. Mark, stadium funding, you guys have been working awfully hard to make sure that this gets taken care of. A package was passed by the Assembly. The Senate is still debating through that. How are you feeling about where we stand about the long-term future of our ballpark and with it, the viability of our team when it comes to stadium funding?
Stadium funding is critical. Hold on a second, guys. The stadium funding is critical. Frankly, Miller Park, when it was built, was well conceived. because they had a roof. And American Family Field, over the next generation, is going to be equally brought into what folks are looking for in terms of an entertainment venue. I think away from baseball, winterizing it, is going to allow us to have concerts. Money come back into the community, money come back into the team, which will be used to, you know, make the team better. And, you know, there's something about playing in the middle of the country if you're a ball player where, you know, every day the conditions are perfect. And your travel is less because you're makes us a destination just for the having a ballpark where we're situated. Not many places nicer than Wisconsin in the summer on the lake, as you guys know. And so the ballpark finance is critical. And, you know, I'm on the relocation, I'm the chairman, actually, the relocation committee for Oakland. And, you know, what we wanted to do here was signal our commitment to the community for the, you know, the next generation and maybe beyond. I think the response from the community has been extremely heartening. You know, we've got one more hurdle to get over, and I'm confident we will, but, you know, we're working hard with the Senate and it's, you know, that's a true, it's a true win-win, and for the next, 30 years.
Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is with us. Mark, we're going to let you go in a second, but I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So you made Craig Counsell a generous offer. He would have been the highest paid manager in the game. He interviews, he gets the offer from the Cubs, and then he doesn't give you the chance to make a counter offer. Why is he leaving? Why is he leaving Milwaukee where he says that he loved it and didn't give you the chance to make the counter offer? What's your instinct tell you?
You'll have to ask Craig that.
We appreciate you taking some time, Mark, on a day that it's kind of a tough day around here, but, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow. We'll be all right. Mark, thank you so much.
Yeah, the sun's coming up tomorrow, and I guarantee you guys are going to be excited for what will be my 20th season of Brewers baseball.
Wow. 20 years. That's fantastic.
How about that, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for your commitment to Milwaukee, Mark. We appreciate it.
You bet.